East Coast Breakfast.
This week we delve into the life of Keenan Race, a former Cape Town resident who now calls Mozambique his home. Good morning, Keenan.
Good morning, Darren.
When you wake up, what is your view?
Right now it's kind of stormy, but ordinarily clear skies meeting the ocean, dense coastal forests stretching out all around us, and between sort of July to November, you'll be able to see anywhere between like 30 to 50 humpback whales in the sea. Pretty much right in front of you.
You could have come to Durban. We have that.
I know to a degree you guys do. And don't get me wrong. Part of the reason why we actually chose Mozambique is because it is so similar to KwaZulu-Natal in all the good aspects, I think.
Well, you're in a place called Inhambane. Where exactly is that and what happens there?
So Inhambane is a province in southern Mozambique, essentially one of the main tourist areas of the Mozambican country. We've got really famous, you know, sites like Vilankuluj, Bazirutu, Ginjata, Torfu, and Barra. So you can say the province is primarily driven by tourism, a lot of scuba diving, a lot of water sports, a lot of ecotourism, things like that.
So if people ask you, why did you move from Cape Town? Because Cape Town's beautiful as well. Cape Town's got a lot to offer. What motivated you to move from Cape Town to Inhambane?
Well, look, my family does have roots in Mozambique. My dad is a Mozambican citizen. And as much as I do love Cape Town, don't get me wrong, you know, I just kind of got a little bit disenchanted with what's happening in the city, especially with the work I did. I did a lot of work in the Cape Flats. So I think, you know, I wasn't really having as much of a touristy time in Cape Town. I was really in the thick of it, you know, the inequality, the violence, the crime. You know, we were looking at places where we could move, where we still have the best of, you know, the weather, the ocean, and we just decided, look, we came up on our honeymoon and that first whale just like breached right out of the ocean about 100 meters in front of us when we're sitting having our morning coffee on the beach. And my wife started crying. She's like, all right,
shame.
This is it.
Yeah. Tell me about Mozambican food.
Yeah, the food's lovely. So where I stayed, it's a very sort of diverse crowd that lives here, but you've got a lot of South Africans. Given that Mozambique, coming out of its civil war, was one of the poorest countries in the world, they didn't really have much investment in tourism, hotel, lodges, restaurants, things like that. A lot of that has all come from foreign investors like South Africans, but also the French, the Portuguese, the Brazilians, even Japanese. So specifically around where we are, we have an amazing gastronomic scene here. There's even a Michelin-rated chef that works out of his own little restaurant on the beach that he decides when it opens and when it doesn't. So yeah, I mean, we've got the best of both worlds. You know, we braai regularly almost every weekend with our friends. And then it's the usual, you know, the vlees rys and aardappels and some fish and crayfish. When we go out to town, I mean, man, we've got our choice between Mexican, Japanese, Portuguese, French, whatever you want, really.
Keenan Race, a former Cape Town resident and now Inhambane, Mozambique resident. It was an absolute pleasure talking to you and giving us a flavor of living outside of South Africa.
You're most welcome, Darren.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.